I'm Dave Wallner from Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Said that from sin you must repent, so your name could be in the book of life. You will have a great surprise if you fail to recognize that your name must be in the book of life.
Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the book of life. Don't delay and don't forget that from sin you must repent. Then your name will be in the book of life. Get down on your knees and pray, you from sin must turn away, or your name won't be in the book of life. Don't delay and don't forget that from sin you must repent. Then your name will be in the book of life. Then your name will be in the book of life.
Over the years, I've been teaching on having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when the chips are down, you are going to have to rely on that relationship. Sometimes things happen in life that we have no control over, and we need to lean on Jesus. And how we cultivated our relationship will determine on how we get through those trials and tribulations. As a pastor, I see many Christians succumbing to the pressures that are around them when the chips are down. They sometimes lose faith. They go into depression. All sorts of problems. The demonic activity is so real today already in the Christian world that it's hard to miss. We need to understand that the Lord God wants us to be on top of these situations so that we can walk in freedom. So that we can have an assurance that all things are going to turn out good. Even if death takes us home, which is just a doorway into a glorious eternal life. Even when that happens, the terrible depression and horror that overtakes people that have no faith does not have to be with the Christian. We as Christians should understand that it's going to be better on ahead. So today I will be teaching on how to have that relationship, what it takes. In the Bible, there are so many examples on how these things work. It is a matter of a person's heart. One person will stay thankful even though he is under a lot of stress and strain. He will stay thankful and he will understand that God is in control when these calamities hit. The other will simply succumb to the pressures and lose hope. God is a God of love, and he wants us to understand the enemy is out like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And if you have a relationship with God, you will begin to understand who causes all the problems. In many cases, it's our foolishness that causes our problems. And in other cases, it's the demonic realm that comes in and destroys things. They bring heartache into situations that need not to be. We should be at peace, and the joy of the Lord should be our strength, because when we have that relationship with God, we will overcome. But those who don't have a relationship will just have to suffer the consequences of their choices. So today I'll get into scripture, and I'll show you by scripture the difference in people, how people think and how they operate. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, we thank you that your grace, O God, will be our joy and our hope. Lord God, you will help us in our faith towards the grace that you're showing us. I thank you, O God, for your blessings. I ask you to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. In Psalm chapter 62 in verse 5, it tells us this: My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. So here the psalmist teaches us how God is. We need to trust in him. And if we have a problem, he tells us to pour out our hearts before him. I want to give you a few examples or advice on how this works. How do you pour out your heart before your God? We have to understand God is not a spoil sport. He wants us to enjoy life, and he knows everything we do. He understands our problems. He understands our weaknesses, and he understands our strengths. I want to show you here what God has shown me through the years. When I speak about a relationship with God, and when I say I have no secrets with God, here is what I mean. It tells us, pour out your hearts before him. If you have a problem with a sin, let's say you have a problem with drunkenness. There are a lot of people who are on drugs and on alcohol these days. They depend on it. If you are a Christian and it's hurting your conscience, but you cannot help yourself, do not try to hide it from God. Just tell him, Lord, I have this problem with alcohol. I have this problem with drugs. Could you please help me with it? God understands you, and he will help you. If you have a problem with pornography, don't be shy. Share it with the Lord your God. He will not tell anybody. Just tell him, Lord, I have this problem. I know it's wrong. You need to help me. Give me grace and help me to find out how to beat this thing. The Bible teaches us also that we need to love our wives. And if you have a problem with that, you need to bring it before God. Don't bring it to your wife. It'll only confuse her. Bring it to God and tell him, Lord, I need your help. I need to love my wife. And if there's a wife out there that has a problem respecting her husband, do the same thing. Bring it to your God. Bring it to your Lord Jesus Christ. Share it with him. Because if you share it with people, it can cause a lot of confusion. So share it with him. God loves you, and he wants you to understand. He will help you with this. Yes, of course, if it's too strong for you, then find somebody that is a good friend that you can trust and share it with them. But go to God first. Tell him the most intimate things of your heart. And if there's a problem there that's against the word of God, you just bring it before him and tell him. If you have a problem that you have homosexual tendencies, there are many, many people today that have homosexual tendencies. They're in the churches. Don't try to hide it from God, and don't give yourself the right that I was born that way. We know that it is a sin in the Bible. It's an abomination before God. Bring it to your God and tell him, Lord, I have this problem with homosexuality. I need your help. This is how you pray to your God, and he will listen. If you're serious in your heart, he will listen and change you. I will now give you a couple of examples in the Bible on how it works. Regardless what situation you're in, you just have to have a heart that really seeks after God. And the examples I will give you deals with money. There are two people in the Bible who loved money, and they both came with their problems to Jesus, and one got victory over it, and one lost the battle because of his heart. It tells us in Mark chapter 10 in verse 17, and when he was gone forth unto the way, that's Jesus, it's talking about Jesus, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these I have observed from my youth. And right there you can see that he is very confident in himself. Because when you study that, you know that he failed in these things a lot of times. When the Bible teaches thou shall not kill, even thinking of killing is like killing. It says, do not steal, do not bear false witnesses. We're always guilty of stuff like that. Honor thy father and mother. Do we honor them all the time? We're guilty of that. And this guy said, hey, I've been doing this all my life. And Jesus understood his heart. He understood that that person wasn't honest at all. And then Jesus, it says, Jesus beholding him, loved him. Jesus saw the problem, and he still loved him. He didn't condemn him. He still loved him, even though he saw that the person wasn't honest in his heart, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. What an interesting situation here. The poor guy wasn't honest at all, and Jesus hit him right where he knew he couldn't weasel out of the problem. And guess what he did? He just walked away from Jesus because he couldn't bear the thought of losing what he loved the most. So the question is, do we really love Jesus? Or is there something in our heart that we treasure so much that we're not going to be honest with God? God knows the situation. It's up to us to have an honest heart. There's another scripture found in Luke chapter 19 in verse 2. We all know about Zacchaeus, the little man that climbed up into a tree where he could see Jesus. We will now study the condition of his heart, and we will see how God opened his heart and gave him the grace to deal righteously with the problem that he had. It tells us, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief amongst the publicans, and he was rich. We now see that the guy loved money also. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they murmured, saying, that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I had taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Now listen to what this guy is doing. He was a very greedy person. That's why he was a tax collector. He would cheat people out of their money. But when he had this relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, he had a heart change. He was not afraid anymore of being broke. He was not afraid of anymore of losing what he loved the most. It tells us, I will give half of what I got to the poor, and I will take to every man fourfold that I have falsely charged. He was a tax collector. Fourfold, that's a lot of money. He must have given away most of his money in that little instance of time. So we see here the condition of those hearts. One wanted to know Jesus. The other one wanted to be justified. What is the case in our hearts? Do we want to know Jesus? Do we want him to help us? Or are we trying to justify ourselves in the way that we operate? Well, we now just saw the two stories of two rich people. One wanted justification, the other wanted just to know Jesus, to have a relationship. And when that happened, God gave him the grace to make things right with his fellow man. So open your heart to these incredible things. For we are in a time where God is searching for people who are willing to give their lives and hearts to him, who are willing to sell everything, who are willing to give up everything so that they can go into a deeper life with God. Open your heart to him, and he will show you how to do these things. He will make it easy for you to let go of these worldly things and become a blessing to those around you and to become a blessing to your God. So let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing. Amen.
Peter and John saw while walking along a lame man. gate. Straightway they told, we've no silver nor gold, but for you a great treasure awaits, such as I have given thee in the name of our Lord. Rise up and walk, and be not amazed that a cripple was raised. It's through Jesus we do great things.
Great things are in store for the child of the Lord when he walks with the King of Kings. And each word that you say when you kneel down and pray will be carried on the backs of angels' wings. When you walk with Jesus, you're going to do great things.
Now we have big dreams when we're younger, it seems, of a life where we do great things. But life finds a way. Same power that raised Lazarus up from the grave is the same power Jesus gives to you.
Great things are in store for the child of the Lord when he walks with the King of Kings. And each word that you say when you kneel down and pray will be carried on the backs of angels' with Jesus, you're going to do great things.
I won't worry if I'm never famous, or for those worldly pleasures I've missed. Jesus gives me sweet peace like a river. Tell me what could be greater than this.
Child of the Lord when he walks with the King of Kings.
And each word that you say when you kneel down and pray will be carried on the backs of angels' wings.
When you walk with Jesus, you're going to do great things.
When we study the life of these two people that we've just read about in the Word of God, we can see the difference in a person's heart. We have to understand that both were faced with a very serious situation. Their eternal life was in the balance because the rich young ruler said, "How do I inherit eternal life?" And Jesus laid it down for him. And the guy, the rich young ruler, could not accept the conditions. How foolish. How can a person exchange money and all these earthly goods for a chance at eternal life? You can see the foolishness of the person, and you can see that his heart was deeply rooted in the things of this world. Whereas Zacchaeus wanted to just see Jesus, there was something in his heart that drove him to climb that tree. There was something in his heart where he knew that if he saw Jesus, something would happen. He did not understand it, I'm sure. He did not experience anything. But when he made the move to see Jesus, that's when things changed. Jesus gave him the power to inherit eternal life. He made the decision so easily once God changed his heart that it was nothing for him. In Luke chapter 19 in verse 9, after the story of Zacchaeus, it tells us, "And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house." Did he say that to the rich young ruler? No, he didn't. The rich young ruler walked away lost, and Zacchaeus received eternal life and salvation at that moment. It says, "For so much as he is also a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." So I want to explain this to those of you who are listening. If you want eternal life, you will need to be serious with your situation. Do you want to please the heart of God? Then you need to give him your heart. Yes, bring your problems before him. People know, we all know, that drunkenness and drugs is wrong, and we need to bring it to God. But if we're going to love them so much that we can't bear the thought of being without it, so that we don't even bring it before our God, we'll have to suffer the consequences. And for those of you who are into pedophilia, I know it's a demon, but you can bring that very thought to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him for help. Yes, God will help you in those situations. And if you're into homosexuality, we all know that the Bible calls it an abomination. Bring it to God. Don't hold on to it as if your life depended on it. Yes, your eternal lives depend on it. If you continue in that lifestyle and believe in your heart that you were born that way, you're essentially saying, "God, I don't need you. I will fight this myself, even though it's against the word of God." Yes, God wants to set you free. So give him your life and your heart in all situations of your life, whether it's money, whether it's pornography, whether it's illicit sex, whatever it is that's in your heart that seems to be dominating you, just whisper to Jesus the problem that's there. Just like Zacchaeus, he climbed up that tree, and Jesus knew right away what Zacchaeus wanted. And God will help you in your situation. For we all understand, Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost. This is why he was born into this world. He came, he was nailed to the cross. He suffered immensely in the Garden of Gethsemane to the point where he sweated blood. But he did this for you and I so we could be set free. So open your heart to him, for his blood is sufficient to take away whatever sin that you have committed. And when you study the Bible, we know that every person is a sinner, and the blood of Jesus was given, the grace of God was given to cleanse us from all our sin. So open your heart to him and become a blessing to yourself, and receive eternal life. For the rest of eternity, you will rejoice in your decision if you make the decision for God. So let the Lord open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com. That's reachingoutministries.com.